down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." Sisters and brothers, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
After listening that Jesus mentioned those eat his flesh and drink his blood, when he left, because they cannot understand, how can that be? But Jesus did not change. Still, those who eat me will have eternal life. So Jesus asked those people left behind, "Why don't you go away with them?" And Peter says, "Lord, only you have the life, word of life." Today, many things we do not understand, especially the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist. It's very difficult to see the white bread and see Jesus there. And the wine, Jesus is there. It's difficult. We have learned from Peter, "Lord, only you have the word of life." So we trust. On the other hand, when we receive the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, we share the life of Christ. And the life of Christ, nothing else but to live the will of God the Father. Nothing else. Simply live well the will of God for each one of us. And this is the meaning of eating the bread of life. Jesus on earth didn't do other things but only the will of the Father. So today, the will of the Father for each one of us is different. If we cannot say, "You should do that and you should do this." No. As a family members, as a member of society, you have to serve. Serve like Christ. Christ loves us unconditionally. Christ is always the first one to love, to forgive. Try to do so. And that's the way we share the life of Christ. So today we pray for one another, so we can become one body, one spirit in Christ. Jesus expects each one of us going home. You be another Christ. Since you share in the Mass his body and blood. So on the other hand, going home, said what St. Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me."